There was a fear and a suspicion that the Michael Lowry independence deal, Marian Harkin is part of that group, included local deals. Of course, none of this has been published. We've repeatedly asked for the Lowry deal to be published, including all the local deals, and it hasn't been. But she has stated, Marian Harkin, today that she ensured that in the programme for government, a surgical hub for Sligo was included. Now, I find that remarkable because Tony Canavan, as you know, said that he undertook a process, that he only made the decision in recent weeks, sent it up to the HSE board. So what I would be calling for today, Greg, and this would be urgent now, is that Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael signed up to a deal with Michael Lowry Independence. Does this deal include that the surgical hub for the Northwest must be in Sligo? That needs
Well,
urgently
Marian
clarified
Harkin
now.
clarified for that. I did ask her that, and she says yes, it forms part of her support for the government.
Well, that's her position. But as you know, you've had the Minister for Health on your show, and you've had Tony Canavan on your show, and none of them stated that there's a deal done with the Lowry Group of Independents on a surgical hub, and that's just the way it's going to be. None of them said that.
The timeline and how this breaks down is really quite interesting because Marian Harkin said that it was in the HSE's plans and she just wanted to make sure it was in there. And then in the conversation with Tony Canavan, just reflecting, it was he that brought in the fact that the programme for government included a surgical hub for the North West, and it was his view that Sligo was the best location for that. But all the timelines and the political influence and the medical case, it's all feeling a little bit convoluted to me now. And I would be very keen to sort of see which is which. Is this a medical decision? Is this a health decision? Is this a political decision? Is it a health decision that became a political decision? Was the health shoehorned into the political decision? I don't know how I'm going to get answers to that, but the timelining and who's talking to who and how we arrive at, yes, it's Sligo. Yes, it's in the programme for government. Yes, it's in the Lowry deal. It's all very convoluted and very confusing to me.
Yeah, that was a very useful development today, actually, because that will focus minds as to what motivated Tony Canavan to move so fast. Remember, he met with the TDs and Donegal senators and councillors from the HSE forum. For once, government and opposition were united. For years, as you know, in opposition, we've raised the systematic underfunding of Letterkenny Hospital, the neglect of the hospital compared to other hospitals. But the government, in fairness, the government TDs and councillors joined us for that fight. We understood that he was going to review the decision. And then, as you
Can I
know,
ask
with
you,
the emails that
in
I sent him.
relation to that, because I referenced Charlie McConnell and you in relation to this, because both of you came out. You had a meeting with him, and it was stated that the decision, there would be a review of the decision. Now, he says what he actually agreed to was to attach a letter outlining the needs of Letterkenny University Hospital. And that's his understanding of that meeting, that there was no commitment to review the decision to locate the surgical hub at Sligo. His version of that meeting, very different to a junior minister and the chief whip of the main opposition party. Can you recall what was said at that meeting? Was it a letter outlining the medical needs of Letterkenny University Hospital?
My clear understanding is, first of all, Tony Canavan started that meeting in bullish form. He told us that it had to go to Sligo, didn't believe that Letterkenny needed a surgical hub. And by the time the meeting was over, he was in reverse gear. And he was talking about reflecting. He certainly didn't say he was going ahead and putting Sligo to the HSE board. He certainly didn't say that. He didn't say it'll then go to the health board and to Helen Wallace. He clearly said he was going to reflect, go back and look at this again. That was clearly the impression given. And the people who actually went out and said he was going to do that were the government representatives. Councillor Cian Rogan had stated it publicly. Charlie McConnell had stated it in correspondence. In good faith, by the way, in good faith, and I believe their reflection of it was correct. So Tony Calvin ploughed on. My question is why? Why did he plough on? And what is going on here? You know, he couldn't have, he was in a big hurry to get us to the HSE board. He was in a big hurry then to send the Department of Health. So thankfully, we've had an intervention. The Minister for Health is telling us, this is where today is a big development, because the Minister of Health is saying, hold on, you know, she confirmed when we met her in Leinster House there a few weeks back, that the final decision is hers. She agreed she'd meet with the doctors and the consultants. She has met with them since. Apparently, it was a good meeting, a constructive meeting. She's going to reflect on all of this. At no point up until today was it said, this is in the programme for government. This is a deal we've done with the Lowry Group of Independents, which includes Marion Harkin, and it'll have to be seen through. So we need urgent clarification.
So the bottom line is though, where we do, what we do know now is it's either two or we don't get one. Because I'm not sure if we're familiar with any of the other goodies in this deal, because there was some coverage of that during the week. As far as I'm aware, this is the first nationally that's really been outed. So the government can't break that deal. It needs that support. So Sligo has to go ahead. Politically, Sligo has to go ahead. So the only show in town now for Donegal is two.
Well, what I'd be saying, and it's urgent, you see, I've called here for Micheál Martin and Simon Harris urgently clarify it. But I think it'll be really important that the government TDs, senators and councillors urgently get on to their party leaders today and ask them to clarify this, because I do believe they've been engaging in good faith. I do believe that they have been listening to the doctors and consultants. And, you know, this is a long time coming, because we've been on different paths, government and opposition in Donegal, for a long time. It's recently that they've woke up to the strategic neglect of the hospital over many years, and the issues that Michael Sugrue raised today.